And the Gemara in Yevamos, Perek Ha'Oral, explains the reason why, as we see from the Chumash and from Sefer Yehoshua, right, the generation that was born and grew up in the desert didn't do Bris Milah. So they did Bris Milah when they were in Mitzrayim, and they did Bris Milah again with Yehoshua when they came into Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara explains what was the reason that the Am Yisrael, all the kids that were born in the desert, didn't undergo Bris Milah. Mishum delo nashvem ruach tzvonis, mishum denezufim hayu. They didn't have a northern wind, a wind from the north, which has some medicinal properties that's necessary to recover from Bris Milah. So they didn't have that wind during the 40 years of the desert. Why not? Mishum denezufim hayu. They were in disgrace with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi on the spot explains they were in disgrace because of Maisa Egel. So Tosis right there takes issue with Rashi and says, well, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu subsequently took Am Yisrael back and built the Mishkan. And now that he invokes a chazal that Rashi himself brings in his Pirush on Chumash, in Parshas Pekudei, the Pasuk says, Elu Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. All right, so Mishkan HaEdus. So what's it Edus for? Edus Shemochal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisa Ego. The Mishkan attests to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them for the sin of the golden calf. So it's even Rashi brings that chazal, and therefore Tosis rejects what Rashi says in his commentary on the Gemara, and says that they were nezufim because of the chet hameraglim. Right? But Rashi knew full well what he wrote in the Chumash, and we have to understand, you know, the shita of Rashi on the issue. So we'll be magdim. The pasuk says in Parshas Vayakel, when they gave the donations that were called for in this week's parsha, right? Which, by the way, in calling for the donations also is another. There's a medrash that says, "Ani yeshena v'li bi'er." I'm asleep and my heart is awake. "Ani yeshena mimaisa ego." I'm sleeping, as where I'm in a slumber because of myself. But li bi'er, my heart is awake. That akarsh po miratik alai v'yomer li. Vikuli truma meis kolish asher yidveno libo. Give the donations for the Mishkan out of benevolence of heart. That's called, but my heart is awake, which is a contra to the Cheda Ego, another Lashem Chazal. So when Am Yisrael actually brings these donations that were called for in this week's parsha, in Parshas Vayakel, so the pasuk says something very interesting. Right? It was enough for all that was required, vihoser, and more. So now this is a oxymoron. It was I can't vouch for how we speak in English, but in Lashon HaKodesh, die enough means die, meaning stop. Like, Shomar Lo Lomo Dai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Shakai, Shomar Lo Lomo Dai, he stopped the world from expanding. It means it comes to a stop. You know, the measure, the quota is, you know, ends. So Dayom is a contradiction to the term Vahoser and more. The proper way to say it, you know, in Lashon HaKodesh, we're not to leave out the word Dayom, because die means stop here. And it wasn't stop there. It didn't stop. It went more. Right? It's a problem with the pasuk. And the Sfas Emes from Gur says something very, very deep on this, but I wanted to fully understand the omic of what the Ger Rebbe says. I want to be magdim a quandary that we have in halacha. There's a famous Gemara in Kiddushin, everyone knows, in Daf Mem Tes, that a man, if he has a cheskas rosha mamish, there's a track record, like he's posel eidus, because we know he's over on chayve labin, or worse, right? And this man who's becheskas rosha mamish walks up to a woman in front of two kosher eidim and says, "Harat mekudeshli amenashani tzaddik." She needs a get. Shema hear her b'tshuva. Lest he may have, you know, chayshish, maybe it was mahara b'tshuva, and she's we're going to treat her as an eishes ish. Until the issues again. So the Minchas Chinuch and other Achronim are bothered by the obvious question. And this Gemara finds its way into the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Ishus. We are Choshish for the Lord, but how is it possible, right, if a person, right, is indeed a Rasha, right, there's Sidrei Tshuva. You know, what happened to Vidui? He has to say Vidui. He has to get his Malkus. Not only that, in Hilchos Eidus, if a person is posel Eidus, for anyone, any reason, that he has a cheskas rasha, that he eats treif or whatever it is, we are not choshesh for his Eidus whatsoever until he goes through what is prescribed in Hilchos Eidus, how he has to be chosel kashruso, and until that happens, You know, it's nothing. This edus is null and void. We're not choshesh shema. The aid was maharer b'tshuva. It's a very strange halacha that the Minchas Chinuch grapples with. You know, why is this true? Why does she need a get? Let's say in Hilchos Eidus, a person's becheskas rasha is edus. We're not choshesh at all, not even misafik, until he goes through, either gets his malchus or goes through the alternate sidrei tshuva that we have bizman hazeh. So how is that Gemara true? So in interviews like this, the Minchas Chinuch himself raises this possibility, but he doesn't fully develop it. All right. When a person does a sin, there's two aspects to the sin. Right? There's, obviously, the damage done, right? The misdeed. Whether you wrong someone else, and now you owe money for whatever you, the damage you did to him, or you do cosmic damage with how the Averis pollute the cosmos, there's a mess that needs to be cleaned up. Right? But that's mitzad, the action done. But there's mitzad, the gavra, the person himself. Right? The fact that he's a bad guy, and he intends evil. And you know, that makes all the difference in the world. What's the difference between mazid, shogeg, and ones? Right? It's all a difference in intent. A person wants to do it on purpose, and even within mazid, there's two categories. A person who does it lahachis, that has halacha and apikaris, as opposed to a person who does it b'mazid, but it's out of taiva, right? And so they're both called mazid, but one, you know, he gives him a status of an apikaris, right? And the other one, you know, is, he just has to get whatever is prescribed b'mazid. There's b'shogeg, right, where he knew what he was doing, but he didn't realize it was aser. And then there's oinus, or like misasek, where he didn't even know what he was doing. Right, so the intent to do evil makes all the difference in the world. Right, it's not just, you know, don't just look at the action. There's also the intent of the person. Right, and when doing tshuva also, right, there's two things that need to be rectified. Right, you have to first of all change, you know, the way you feel about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You initially didn't care too much about what he says, right? You cared about doing what you want, not what he wants, and that's one thing you got to change. You got to change your values, change your sensitivities, right? You also have to clean up the mess that you made, right? And that's the inyan of, you know, obviously by Ben Adam L'Chavero is the tashlumim, right? To pay him, you're cleaning up the mess, the damage you did him. And with the things that are ben adam l'makom, that's really the function of the korbanos and the onshei bezdin, that it's not just an issue of, you know, taking a pound of flesh, right? It's also, we believe that these things actually clean up the cosmic damage that you've done, right? Now, the two could actually diverge, right? Now, halacha l'masa, right? B'yomenu, we don't have any capital punishment. Right, where no one's licensed to do DNA nefashas. But in the days of yore, you could have a situation that a person, you know, was on Mechal Shabbos, and he did tshuva, right? The Edom that, you know, witnessed his Chilul Shabbos, you know, just never came. 80 years later, even his upstanding member of the community was Chozer B'tshuva Shlema, they come, right? On paper, right, we have to give him the skila just the same. There's no statute of limitations in halacha. Even though as a person, he's definitely changed his ways, right? But, you know, the penalty is the penalty. Now, of course, everyone knows that Bezdin will be very, very inclined, especially if he's done tshuva, to try to trip up the Edom with the bedikas. What color were the figs? You say it was by the fig tree. What color were the figs? You know, we would do everything possible, v'itzilu eda, you know, especially if the person's done tshuva, do what we can. But nonetheless, you know, the gavra l'chud and cleaning up, the penalty is l'chud. The two things are separate. Right? A person could technically have changed, you know, the way he feels and the way he relates, right? But there's still the mess that needs to be cleaned up, right? The maisa done, even though is, you know, he would never do it again. He's changed his personality, right? But the mess still needs to be dealt with. Now we believe, and you know, the Sfarim say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, of course, engineer the situation, the Edom will become puzzled, the Edom will contradict each other, that if a person really has done tshuva to the extent that all the cosmic damage has also been corrected, we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause the Edom to trip up, and a person will never suffer unjustly. Right? But there are two different tracks that need to be done. The person has to change himself, and the person has to right the damage that's been done. This happened by Chet Adam Arishon. Right, Chet Adam Rishon did tremendous cosmic damage that we're paying for ad hayom hazeh. No one can bypass the fact that everyone has to die. Chazal count four, shemetu be'etzio shel nachash, they only died because of a snake bite. They didn't do a single sin. Right? Binyam ben Yaakov, Yishai avi David, you know, whoever is accounted over there, Amram avi Moshe, Kilav ben David, also, right? They didn't do a single sin. Makes no difference, right? There's the cosmic damage that was done by Chet Adam Arishan, that with all good intent and every, you know, everyone doing tshuva shlema, or not even being chayta in the first place, it's damage that, you know, hasn't been cleaned up yet. It's a reality. So getting back to the din of that Gemara in Hilchos Kiddushin, a person's psul in edus, you know, halacha views him as a psul edus until the damage that he has done has been uprooted. So he gets his malchus, kevan shalaka areu ka'achicha, or there's all, Bizman said that we don't have malchus, we have alternate sidrei tshuva. Halacha is not going to recognize the kashrus of a person who has become psul for an aver that he did until that maisa that he did is uprooted. Right? But we are not to judge how God looks at the man. And even with a hero tshuva alone, even though he didn't do all hilchos tshuva, he didn't do vidui. It could be hero tshuva alone, right? That he thinks otherwise, and he his values have changed. In the eyes of a god, he's a tzaddik, even though there's still cosmic baggage to clean up. So that's how the two halachas, you know, can fit together. Right? Because amenashani tzaddik, he didn't say amenashani kosher leidus. He didn't say amenashani becheskas tzaddik. So amenashani, he left it very open. Maybe in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is a tzaddik because of his hero tshuva, even though there's still sidrei tshuva to clean up the mess that he made. But in as far as the kashrus leidus, we will not be machzirim lekashrusa until the damage that we have done. Evidence of has been uprooted. The same thing happened by Cheta Ego. Now we go back to the words of the Sfas Emes. This is all background to appreciate the full Amkus. Dayam v'hayser. Enough and yet more. In the Mishkan, there was a duality. Right? Of course, it shows a certain extent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us back after Cheta Ego. But there was Dayam. It was limited. It wasn't for Shechanti Besocham literally like it was originally intended that the Shekhinah would be everywhere. It's Dayom. It's been put Dai. We put it in boundaries. The Shekhinah is only within the cardinal offering in that pure, sterile area that's called the Mishkan. That's where the Shekhinah will appear. It won't be for Shechanti Besocham Kipshutai. Right? There's been, well, Avodah's not going to be B'Pchoyrim anymore. Only the Kohanim. Things were put in, the Tikkun was very limited. Limited mitzad the maisa, limited mitzad the cosmic damage. Because as we know from Chazal, Yisrael Shomdu Har Sinai, Paskus Umason, Amisol that stood at Har Sinai were elevated above Chet Adam Rishon. Right? And if we would have held that level, we would have become immortal like Adam Rishon Konamachet. Raniya Marti Elohim Atem, Buvne Yon Kulchem is by Matan Torah. Achein Ka'odom Tamusun Ukachar Asorim Tipolu, Chazal Darshan, that was after Chet Ego. Chet Ego was a comeback to brought the Chet Adam Rishon back into the cosmos with under the same criteria. Now we're stuck with it. And that's what Chazal say, you know, that, you know, Rashi brings in the Chumash. Every single Puranias that Amiso goes through until the end of time is a little bit of payback for Chet Ego. So as much as there was a taking us of back, right, but it was Dayom, it was within, he took us back, but in a limited way. Not mamish like what it would have been if we would have never sinned at all. Dai, ad kan, he took us back. But that's mitzad fixing the damage. But mitzad, how we changed our heart, right? That with how we gave to the Mishkan with full nedivus slave, you know, we gave with all our love. Mitzad changing our heart and changing our personality, changing our values, total tikkun. On the heart level, on the personality, on the gavra level, the tikkun was complete. On the maisa level, it's still dayam. And that's what the pasuk says. Dayam l'chol melacha. In maisa, in melacha, it's dayam. We're limited to how much of the cosmic damage we're able to clean up. But v'hayser goes on how Am Yisrael gave so much, ben nedivu slave, that on the heart level, and the machshava level, we did indeed, you know, come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and on the level of dedication and goals and ideals, it's as if we never sinned. And that's what it means, right? The Medrash says in Parshas Pekudei, Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Kosher, I have these extra gold and silver that they gave, what should I make with it? So he said, I say Eidus Mishkan. The Mefarshim don't know exactly what it was, but it was some type of mini Mishkan, you know, reminiscent of the big one, which was made out of the Vahaiser. And that was Mishkan Eidus. And that's Nifla mode. Mishkan Eidus Pagriya Mishkan, Mishkan Eidus goes on that mini Mishkan that was made out of the Vahaiser. And on that, Mishkan Eidus say, that's Eidus Shemacha, Korj Bocha, Maisa Ego. The Eidus that was Mochaveh was on the Vahaiser. And what Am Yisrael gave with extra Nadivu slave, which didn't make it into the Mishkan, it didn't make it into the Tikkun in Lamaisa, but it has a remnant, right? That Mishkan Eidos is the Eidos Shemakar Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Mechila was on the heart level, that we made a total Tikkun vis-a-vis our goals and ideals. We'd never do Avodah Zarah publicly, all the cloud together, ever again. That was a one-time thing. It'll never happen again. We mamash change our heart, our goals and ideals, even though Tikkun still needs to be made on the Maisa level. And that's the pshat of what Rashi was saying in the Gemara in Yevamos, fully aware that Kosh was mochachei the ego, he's mochel us on the Gavra level. There was a mechila that we're not chaitim and peshim and mordim. We're not rebellious anymore. We would never rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu again, but there still is cosmic damage, which unfortunately we're nezufin until Mashiach comes to fix that. B'mehera b'yameinu.